Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Every day is not Valentine's, but you make it feel like most of the time. When I'm all alone with you, picking up pieces of my life, sometimes there's ones I just can't find, but they found a home with you. Whoa, I'm not afraid to be alone, but being alone is better with you. Life is better with you. Whoa,
whoa. Hi, my friend Michael Fronte.
Life is better with you.
Whoa, is your artist of the day. Don't mind if we do. Had the Emmys last night on TV. Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
To no one in the audience at the Staples Center. One of his first words were, "What the hell am I doing here?" Let's see how many of these shows I've never even seen nor heard of.
Okay, now wait. I was thrilled for one show. I had never watched another until the Emmys ended last night.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said to me, "Run, do not walk. How are you not watching Succession?" And Chris and I started it. We started binging it last night.
One for outstanding drama. It was Succession was the big winner last
Scott,
night.
Scott, you would love it. We're only through one. We've watched one, and I will tell you, you will absolutely love it. I looked at Chris and I go, "Well, guess we better start binging Succession." In the comedy category.
I have not seen any of these shows.
In the comedy category, I will tell you there is no show.
Don't say the word.
In
don't
history,
say the word.
Funnier than
S Creek.
S Creek. And
oh, it's
hilarious. They swept.
Wow, they really cleaned. Best directing for a comedy series.
Dan Levy.
Best supporting actor comedy. Best writing comedy series. Best actress comedy series.
Scott.
Outstanding actor comedy series.
I have for you my favorite compilation of David from S Creek, who is my hands down favorite human being of all time.
Okay, I think I'm on page 8 or 9.
You've heard of The Crown. That was up for something.
Doesn't mean I've seen it.
Ozark was up for a bunch.
Never seen it.
Another great show.
And Ruth from Ozark did win for Best Actress.
Okay, I'm now on page 13, and I have not seen a single one of these shows.
Well, I present to you, David, my favorite person of all time.
Someone keeps eating my yogurt.
What kind of yogurt?
I was saving that for after my run, David.
Oh my God, I guess I was saving it for during your run then.
You're a man at one with nature.
Yeah, I could not be more at one with nature. I do Coachella every year, so.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to step out of the car for 20 minutes so that I can do my transcendental meditation before I fail this test.
I mean, have your fun now, David, because when the twins arrive, I'm gonna really need your help.
That's a hard pass.
You're gonna be so involved in their lives.
Your body, your problem. The idea of me life coaching another human being should scare you a lot. What does that mean? What does folding the cheese mean?
You fold it in. I understand that, but how do you fold it? Do you fold it in half like a piece of paper and drop it in the pot, or what do you do?
Why do you want this job?
I don't want this job.
Well, thank you very much, and don't expect a phone call.
Okay.
All right, do it right, or let's not do it. And we're gonna start again.
Okay.
Tell me, David, why do you want this job?
I ran out of eye cream. I don't know. I'm trying very hard not to connect with people right now. Okay, I'm gonna pass. I'm not really in the mood to be a victim of a hate crime tonight. Okay. I have never heard someone say so many wrong things, one after the other, consecutively, in a row. I plan on popping a pill, crying a bit, and falling asleep early. I want to rethink the nightgown first. There's a whole Ebenezer Scrooge thing happening.
What show is this?
You know what? That's David from S Creek.
I'm telling you, are in a bad mood, mm-hmm. The episodes are like 28 minutes long. You just turn it on, Scott, kind of like your Bob Minnery, and you will laugh beginning to end.
Okay. That's just one character in
That's
the show.
Just David. And there really are four main characters and then two or three side characters of this billionaire family who loses every penny and ends up living together in a very small, trashy roadside motel in an extremely small town.
By the name of S Creek.
Why do you want this job? Because I ran out of eye cream.
That's pretty funny.
It's so funny.
So I did find a couple of shows that I've watched.
Okay.
Best Lighting Design.
Very important.
Super Bowl 54 Halftime Show.
Have you ever seen me in bad lighting?
Does that count as a show?
Apparently it does.
Night. Best Contemporary Hairstyle. Blackish. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Seen that one. And Best Guest Actress in a Comedy Series, Maya Rudolph as Kamala Harris
in Saturday Night Live. She's going to have a job for a while.
Those are the only, honest to God, I don't even know any of these shows. I've never seen any of them. Like, none. Like, Best Drama, Succession 1.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Don't even know where to find it. Better Call Saul.
That's the successor to Breaking Bad. It's very good.
The Crown.
Yeah.
Is that boring show on PBS?
No, that's Downton Abbey. The Crown is about Queen Elizabeth.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Should scare the hell out of everyone.
Killing Eve?
Really good.
Where?
Was Killing Eve Showtime? I want to say Showtime.
Okay, now here's one I've heard of. The Mandalorian, that's about Boba Fett.
Okay.
From Star Wars.
Never heard of it.
How do you not? What? You ever heard of Baby Yoda?
Sure.
Baby Yoda's in The Mandalorian, but I've never seen it. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay. I'm not buying another subscription. I'm not doing it.
Ozark?
Phenomenal.
And the only reason I know the name of this show is because you mentioned it in a commercial, Stranger Things?
Yeah. With the kids?
Huh?
And Seven?
Seven what?
Well, that's
her
name.
Upside Down?
It's okay.
He's the only one with cable.
I know.
What are we missing here?
We have so many devices, and I don't know how to use any of them, that I said to Chris last night, I want to watch Succession, and I don't know how. And he goes, you just turn on the Spectrum TV app. Like, here's the remote, babe. It's right there. And then there it was. I go, oh, I don't need the Roku for that. It's on this one.
We
are that family that has 9 remotes, and I desperately want a millennial to come over and simplify my life.
I don't know what.
Scott, you would love Succession.
I don't even know where it is.
It is on HBO.
Good point on the text line, though. Scott, I think you'd like Stranger Things because it's about kids growing up in the 80s.
It's all about the 80s. Dungeons and Dragons and the Rubik's Cube and all the
Somebody
music.
Somebody says The Mandalorian is not about Boba Fett. All right, fine. He looks like Boba Fett.
It is a Star Wars offshoot.
This is why he's not a voting member. the Academy.
Are you?
Of SAG-AFTRA, I am. Of the Academy, I am not.
So you didn't vote on any of these? Do you remember the year when you started voting on things you had not even seen?
No, I did end up seeing them, and I did vote.
Okay.
She watched them after she voted.
Take my vote very seriously, and when I watched them, it confirmed my original vote.
No, you voted in favor.
Before she watched it.
She did. She voted in favor of a certain movie or whatever because she
nothing was going to beat The Crown. Nothing.
You hadn't even seen The Crown.
It's so good.
But you didn't know that until after you voted for it.
Well, sometimes in some categories, there's like 8 things, and I'm like, gosh, I don't know that I can get through all of these. But I love The Crown, so okay, it's
no,
The Crown.
No, you heard that everybody else loved The Crown, so you voted for The Crown, and then you watched The Crown.
It's so good, and it explains why Prince Charles is such a weirdo.
But Scott, it's a great show.
It is a great show, and they shipped that child off for his education in some horrible place, and he was bullied, and now I kind of feel sorry for the weirdo. Coming up at 5 o'clock or in the fourth hour of our podcast, would you roll up your sleeve for the experimental COVID vaccine? And a local seventh grade teacher said yes. She did not get a placebo. There is no placebo. This is a vaccine trial. She's already gotten it. We are going to talk to her at 5 o'clock.
When did she get it? Do you know?
Recently.
Okay.
And I cannot wait. I have 100 questions.
Story here from ABC News. An increasing number of colleges and universities are now canceling spring break 6 months ahead of time amid concerns about traveling during the coronavirus pandemic. The University of Michigan became one of the latest schools to amend its calendar and scrap the traditional spring break. On Thursday of last week, its Board of Regents approved updated academic calendars across its 3 campuses that eliminated the spring recess.
Yeah.
In a letter requesting changes to its academic calendar, University of Michigan Dearborn Chancellor Domenico Grasso said the move would, quote, mitigate the possible risks associated with campus community members who may have traveled during the middle of the semester. Michigan joins the other Big Ten universities that have canceled spring break, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Purdue, Ohio State, and the University of Iowa. Other schools that have taken similar measures include the University of Tennessee, Florida, Baylor, TCU, K-State.
Wow.
K-State, the University of Kentucky, Iowa State, Northern Iowa, and Carnegie Mellon.
So there are a few companies out there, Scott, when you sit around wondering how you should have made millions of dollars and didn't. There are a few companies that sprouted up in the last several years, certainly since you and I were in school. And all you do is you get an email link. Your child's name is in the email.
Mm-hmm.
You click on your child's name. It takes you directly to the paywall website to book a spring break trip. So instead of, and I never went on any trips in school, but instead of
I didn't either,
looking
by the way,
for flights, looking for hotel, where should we go? There are companies now that cater to 10 different colleges, let's say KU, K-State, Mizzou, Iowa, Nebraska, you know, throw in a Wyoming or a Chicago school.
Okay.
They get all of these schools on board, and it's not really through the university. And they provide all of it. So you click on one button and your flight, your hotel, your accommodations, your concert ticket, And in the winter, your ski slope passes. It's all in one. You just click the button, you pay, it's done. Here's why I bring this up. The deposits for all of those trips are now due. Yeah. And I'm not saying cry me a river for whoever it was that came up with that company idea, because the liability involved in that has to be huge as well.
Sure.
But there are tens of thousands of kids who go on these trips in the winter and in the spring. And there are more now than when we were in school, because they've made it so easy to do it. And with that volume of kids going, the cost comes down. It comes way down. It's very inexpensive to do it. And so it's going to be interesting to see with the schools saying, because the schools know about these very organized planned trips. It's going to be interesting to see which schools bow out and when. And if for a couple of years these companies are able to survive now that they're not going to have all of these kids heading to Padre or wherever. And again, I never went on any of them, but it is a slick business model today where these kids go.
Somebody writes in, you both have kids at KU. You didn't know they canceled spring break weeks ago?
I
have not heard about
it's
KU.
I
know K-State did, according to that story.
It's a calendar that has slid either forward or back. And for winter break, I believe Sophie just told me it's one day. We just had this conversation. It's one day. Maybe she said spring break.
What's one day?
Like they get one day because the colleges, again, don't want them traveling.
Right. They don't want them going home and then coming back with COVID all over.
Correct. Maybe it was spring break that was one day. It was either spring or winter.
All right. 5767798, Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Ah, Queen. The guy named Freddie Mercury.
Got a couple of Stop the Planet stories for you.
Oh, yes, please, because I'm getting off.
A woman fell out of a car onto a busy highway while hanging out of the passenger window to film a Snapchat video. The unnamed woman was
gonna film itself.
Dangling out of the car on the M25 motorway south of London. Quoting here from police, it is only by luck she was not seriously injured or killed. They posted a picture of the open passenger window alongside the hashtag no words. Asked by a user if officers explained the dangers of the attempt to the woman, the police replied, every chance they got. We try to warn people about the dangers of stunts like this.
Well, was falling out of the car not enough of a warning?
Yeah, some 259 people worldwide have died while taking selfies between 2011 and 2017. Researchers found the most...
Wait, yes. Read that sentence.
259 people worldwide have died taking selfies between 2011 and 2017. And that's according to the Journal of Family Medicine and Primary Care.
So that's roughly 40 people a year.
We've talked about this. 72% of the victims were men.
Of course.
And under the age of 30.
Duh.
Researchers found the most selfie deaths occurred where?
Grand Canyon.
No, give me a country. And I don't know why I remembered this, but I do.
Most occurred where?
Mm-hmm. What country?
I mean, the go-to would be China because it has the most people. And so the higher likelihood.
You're in the ballpark.
India.
India comes in by far at number one with the most deaths, followed by Russia and the United States, then Pakistan.
Pakistan?
Last year, four members of the same family drowned in a dam in India after slipping into the water trying to take a selfie.
Of what?
I guess the water. I don't know.
Pretty water.
Really?
What were their last words?
With water.
What were their last words?
Pretty water.
Pretty bird.
Really?
What?
So over the weekend, I took a couple of selfies because I was playing outside golf with my husband, and we were paired with a new golfer we had never met. Super nice guy.
Just him? He didn't have a partner?
And I'm just going to show you the photo. That was him. Super nice guy. Okay. Probably about 30, 35. Who is that? Tell me who that is exactly. And there's only one answer.
Well, he looks like that one pro golfer guy.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you're saying he looks like JT.
Yes! Scott, we played golf with Justin Timberlake over the weekend.
No,
I swear to you.
He's a tall drink of water.
Oh, he was bringing some sexy back.
Yeah.
It never left, apparently.
So, have you ever done this where you see someone who is that famous person but isn't, and you're trying to get a photo because you know that this is the dead ringer for,
oh
like,
my
Justin
Timberlake? How awful.
Yes,
were
I did.
You?
Oh, no, no.
Dana.
They call that a doppelganger.
No,
by
listen,
the way?
He is the doppelganger. Let me go to albums.
No.
You are going to be so embarrassed, but you are going to laugh. Oh, you are going to laugh, because here's what happened. I texted my girlfriends, and I go, you are not going to believe this, but I'm playing golf with Justin Timberlake. And so, of course, Mindy and Wendy and Amy text back, photos or you're lying. And then I start trying to casually take a selfie with, like, I go, hey, honey, you want to take a selfie with me? And so Chris thinks I'm trying to take a picture of us, but what I'm really trying to do is get JT in the background.
Who's he with?
Just another guy.
So he had a partner?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were four of us.
Okay.
And so I've shared this photo. It is the it has become the funniest thing.
You have to wear long pants on the golf course?
No, it was cold. It was in the morning. I have never met anyone who looks so much like Justin Timberlake in my life. So then
you do see the look on your face.
Yeah. So that, well, I was trying to be casual.
This is pathetic.
I think Scott's trying to say it was not at all casual.
So then Mindy says to me, just start cranking sexy back in your cart on a loop and don't say anything and see if he says anything. He's got to know he looks just like him. Like, you say you look like Bill Murray.
No, everybody else says I look like Bill Murray.
Well, you on a scale of 1 to 10 look, you're like a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10 with Bill Murray.
That's not what I've heard.
This young man is a 10 out of 10 Justin Timberlake. I'm telling you, you don't have to squint. You don't have to be like 20 yards away. He looks exactly like him.
Okay.
So Dana had a very exciting weekend.
And how did one Dana Wright control herself?
Have you not ever done this? I've done this before. We were out to dinner one night, and there was a guy sitting across the table from us.
Done what?
And of all places, we were in Columbia. He looked exactly like Bill Self.
Columbia, Missouri?
Yeah, but it wasn't Bill Self. He was Columbia's Bill Self. And I did take a photo at that point, too, because I thought it was so
funny.
Did
you not take a picture with this guy?
No! What am I going to say? Do you mind if I get a photo? Do you know you look just like Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
To be sneaky about
instead,
it.
Instead, you're a creep.
And then I start giggling and I'm laughing and Chris is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing, I'll tell you later.
What a weirdo.
It's like we have a Rod Stewart here.
Well, first of all, Rod Stewart lives in Western Shawnee.
Rod Stewart lives in Western Shawnee.
That is correct. He lives up on the hill.
If That's you right. see him, you will know that that is the Shawnee Rod Stewart.
That's not an old wives' tale. Rod Stewart lives in Western.
No, he does not.
Yes,
he
called
does. Into our show once, or his wife did, and said, I'm married to that doppelganger.
Rod Stewart lives in Western Shawnee. I've seen him.
I got a photo once with almost Elton John in Nashville, but it was Halloween, and he actually looked exactly like Elton John. And when I posted the photo, people said, shut up, you did not run into Elton John. And I didn't correct them.
Was he dressed up as Elton John?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
He was. You
this
saw that photo.
Yeah.
Not comparable.
And then we ran into, was it Crosby, Stills, or Nash? It was Crosby.
David Crosby.
It was David Crosby. And his wife was very gracious and said, do you want to come get a photo? Everyone thinks he's David Crosby. He's not. But he walks around pretending that he is because he looks so much like.
And he did.
And he, you remember the photo?
Yes. He looked just like David Crosby.
People were staring.
Understandably so. Yes. I look like Bill Murray. I get it.
Nobody was staring, though.
It's the lips.
One of my friends said, I'll pay you $20 at the end of the round if you shake his hand and say, it was so nice to meet you. I just have one question. Are you bringing sexy back?
Wait. Hang on. Hang on just a second. So you play.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. So you play golf with this guy.
Fake Justin Timberlake.
18 holes.
Yes.
And not one time do you talk to him?
We talked all day, but I wasn't going to be like, I mean, you do know you look just
Dana,
like.
Dana, I've known you for a long time. There is no way.
I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't. I didn't say a word.
You're
I didn't say anything until later.
You're a liar.
I was with my husband. And then later,
so what?
Chris was like, what? And I go, Chris, you have got to admit he looks. And he goes, yeah, I guess he does.
I don't believe you for a second.
You don't think it would be weird if someone came up to you and said, I'm sorry, are you Bill Murray? You'd be like, what?
I get it all the time.
No. Do you really?
Yes. Since I was in fourth grade when Ghostbusters came out.
Sam, who do you look like?
An
idiot.
People have said Brian from The Breakfast Club, the nerd.
Okay, you do look a little like Brian. You do.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's a very nice lunch, Brian. All of the food groups are represented.
You didn't say one word to this.
Not
guy. I don't believe you.
I'm telling you I didn't. I'll show you the text thread. They were all like pictures or it didn't happen. And I'm like, well, he's kind of, how am I going to get a photo?
Just say, hey, you know, we always take photos.
No, that's so weird. You don't say that. We always take a photo. No, you don't. Do you mind bringing sexy back over here? Come on.
Dana's over here whisper yelling to Chris the whole time. He looks just like him.
Watch this. I'm going to take a photo over my shoulder. It's not going to be weird. Act casual. You don't think he was totally onto you?
No, but I have had that song in my head for 3 days. Poor Chris.
Take him to the bridge.
Dirty babe. Should have gone, that was a nice putt, dirty babe.
I'll let you with me.
Take it to the bridge.
Take it to the bridge. Hang on, I got to get that Bill Grady thing up. It's in here somewhere.
You're right. It actually would have been way funnier if I had just slipped in a bunch of lyrics randomly and then acted like
literally as he's getting ready to putt, just go up to him behind his ear and go,
dirty babe.
I'll let you with me. Take it to the bridge.
Oh, baby.
Hang on. It's in here somewhere. Where did it go?
Don't tell me we got rid of sexy back. I'll let you whip me.
Well, I've always thought that boss has gone in here and taken
secretly taken away the gift.
Like the S-word promo is gone. Somebody took it out.
Yeah.
Hang on. Come on.
I don't think we have it. But you know what, Scott? It lives in my mind.
We have Bill Grady reading the lyrics to Bad.
Not the same.
I got this.
I'll let you whip me. Not the same.
I'd like to butter your biscuit.
Oh, my word.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay.
Somebody writes in, today's Bill Murray's birthday, by the way.
Aww. We just got the funniest text from a good friend of the program whose daughters were at a Jose Pepper's.
Oh my God, that guy looks like Patrick Mahomes.
He sent us the photo and says, that's my daughter Audrey in the middle with fake Patrick Mahomes at Jose Pepper's. And with his permission, we're going to post this because if you lived in Kansas City.
No, he looks like Patrick Mahomes.
Now, let's be honest, he probably knows he looks like Patrick Mahomes. And so if
he's,
you were,
yeah, he's working it up a little bit.
If you were that age, would you not work it up a little bit because he's so closely looks like him? And I asked my friend Joe, did he know he looks that much like him? He said, oh, yes. All of the workers were afraid to go up to him. And my daughter went up to him and said, hey, do you look just like Patrick Mahomes? Like, do you know that you look just like him? And he said, yeah, I get that quite a bit. She tried to make us think she really got the photo with Patrick Mahomes. And I said, why in a pandemic would Patrick Mahomes be hanging out at the bar at Jose Pepper's in Liberty?
David Lewisburg, what up, man?
Hi, David.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey.
What's up?
I just had a quick funny story about Rod Stewart. It was about 2005 or 4. I was going down I-35 South, and behind this big moving truck, it was real dusty, and someone had written in the dust, said Rod Stewart on board with an arrow. So I passed around to the passenger side, and sure enough, it looked just like Rod Stewart. I wish I could have taken a picture, but it's got to be that same guy that you guys speak of.
The guy that lives in Western Shawnee?
It has to be.
That guy, exactly. But it was just funny because I still remember it to this day. I was dumbfounded. I was like, wow.
Well, maybe it was Rod Stewart because Rod Stewart does live in Western Shawnee.
I feel like he doesn't.
I don't think he's going to be hanging out in a moving truck down I-4 or I-35. Well, I don't know.
Maybe he was moving to Western Shawnee.
Could have been.
It's one thing, though, Scott and David, to look like a little like Rod Stewart in Western Shawnee. It would be another thing to be that age and look like Patrick Mahomes. Can you imagine?
No.
He probably gets stopped everywhere he goes.
You know, I was talking to Kelly about this yesterday during the game. And listen, I'm not crying any tears for Patrick Mahomes.
He can't go anywhere.
The guy's worth $500 million, okay? But, you know, I know exactly what it was. We were watching the game. And there was a Nebraska Furniture Mart commercial on.
Yeah.
Where he's, you know, talking about going to Nebraska Furniture Mart. And I remember turning to Kelly. I said, there is no way that they did anything other than have him come in before the store opened or after the store closed.
Oh, without question.
Because there's no way.
You couldn't even get him in and out.
No. There's no way someone like him can go into a store like that without 1,000 people wanting to take your photograph, get your autograph. And I remember saying to Kelly, I am so glad that I am not George Brett or Patrick Mahomes.
But do you remember before...
Or Chris Katz.
They Do you remember before they contractually banned him from playing basketball? He would go play pickup games routinely...
In local parks.
Near our neighborhood, yeah. I will say.
Yeah.
And a bunch of dads were there playing with their sons, and they said they left him alone. He was there playing basketball. They left him alone.
Good.
But I think that's the exception to the rule. He's not going to Jose Pepper's in Liberty. There's just no way.
You cannot go out and just, you know, I know he's 25 years old. He turned 25 last week or whatever.
No, but he can travel. Within reason, not during the season, but in the off season, he just
you
has
might
to
be
travel.
Able to go to Mallorca, Spain,
yeah,
and only have 1,000 people recognize who you are. But oh my God, I couldn't even imagine. Everywhere that kid goes, God bless him, people are staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize you.
Mm-hmm.
Blech. Blech. Being like Brian Busby or something.
Times 10 bajillion. Like, I cannot even tell you.
Right. Sam Stevie III. She's Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. When we get back, we will speak.
Patient number 14 is a teacher.
Okay.
Teaches seventh grade.
All right.
And she volunteered for the trial vaccine for COVID that could lead to a treatment for all of us.
We'll talk to her in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.